Hypermanic Noise.
So we're 10 episodes in now. What a way to celebrate. I've got my mate Twiggy on board. Twiggy plays in a band called Balloons Kill Babies. They're a fucking awesome, progressive, experimental rock metal band. Really good. No singer, just instruments. Something you're going to hear a lot throughout this podcast. A bit of a catchphrase. If you want to play a great game, have a drink every time you hear that. You may die by the end of the show. It got really, really fucking ridiculous, this one. We talked about the band, obviously, but a lot of it was just going down garden paths of insanity. There's a lot of stories about our mate Ted. You're going to fucking love those. 100% real, though we have changed the name due to anonymity of Ted. All right, get on board. Listen to Balloons Kill Babies. Illusions at the end. You're going to love it. Twiggy Carter, everybody.
Podcast initiation complete. Warning, this episode may cause brain damage. Hypermanic Noise.
Are you ready? Are you ready for Twiggy?
I'm here with Twiggy from Balloons Kill Babies. How are you, cunt?
I'm well, that's cunt. That was a very rude introduction. I was like,
yes.
I was like super keen, just said like, yeah, I'm ready for Twiggy. Like, you're a cunt.
Yeah.
Oh.
I want everyone to know straight off the bat.
What they're getting into.
You just introduced me to D-Wiz.
Yeah, D-Wiz is the greatest singer. I just got introduced to D-Wiz this morning.
D-Wiz could be the greatest musician to come out of Queensland.
Pretty much the greatest musician to come out of Australia, I think. If not the Southern Hemisphere.
If not to come out of Mother Earth. Oh, shit. So, you guys have just played a sold-out run in Western Australia.
Yeah, we just did...
Perth Arena.
Perth Arena.
10,000 capacity.
10,000 capacity. And then a tall ship in Albany.
Got in a fight with the locals. Everything you'd expect.
Got in a fight with the locals. It was a good time for everyone involved.
Oh, I wanted you to have the whole experience, so I paid for people to mug you down there. Just so you got it.
Just as soon as you see this bearded fuck, just run up to him and deck him.
I knew that'd be what you'd feel at home that way.
I did. I felt like I was back in North Queensland.
Yeah. We miss it. We miss it a lot.
I do. Every day.
I don't. So this is, always start the show off with something ridiculous from the worldwide world of wank.
And we've already watched D-Wiz.
We've already watched D-Wiz, so it can only get worse. I mean, we probably should just end the show now.
That's true.
Unless we're going to jerk off on each other, it's not going to get any better.
Anything's possible if it happens.
I'm ready for Twiggy's jizz.
Are you ready for
Twiggy's
jizz?
All right, so this is a crazy bitch that eats cigarettes and pottery.
Awesome.
Yeah. I know you're in a relationship, which is a shame because I think you guys would have hit it off. My Strange Addiction is a goldmine for retardation.
Oh.
I'm Bianca, and I'm addicted to eating pottery.
Oh.
I can't even hear that. Something that my body kind of just craves.
Imagine how that feels on your fucking teeth.
I'm trying not to.
Oh, sent a shiver down my spine.
She started eating cigarette ashes.
It's kind of salty and kind of gritty. And I like the way it dissolves on my tongue. I don't smoke, but my older sister, she smokes.
She looks like a dominatrix.
And that's where I get my cigarette ashes
from. Yeah, she does.
I don't know how she can actually crave ashes.
I just crave asses. If you ain't shitting on me, you ain't my man.
I just love the intense music. It's like, this isn't fucked up. This is serious.
That cigarette looks really good. The ashes look really good.
No, that's not good. That's really weird, BB.
Yeah, you feel like Liam Neeson should come out. I don't know who you are.
What's that? You're not going to eat none of these ashes. And then it like close up for the ashtray. Like,
she hates it. She tries to like hide it from me or grab it from me, but that doesn't stop me.
You know it's not edible, right?
Yeah, which kind of makes it more satisfying.
What? Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I like stop to eat Bianca. Sand for that reason.
Bianca, stop it.
I think Bianca moved on to the ashes because the pottery just wasn't gritty enough for her.
What?
She says the material of the ashes grinds against her tongue a little bit more than the pottery
What the
does.
Fuck?
So have you eaten any pottery lately?
Check this shit out.
I have.
You have any with you right now?
Matter of fact,
don't eat any in front of me. Oh my God, you keep it in your boot, Bianca?
Yeah, because I don't have any pockets, so I'm like, Bianca, where else am I going to keep it?
Stop.
She's got a little bag of pottery.
Do you have any right now? As a matter of fact, don't do it in front of me.
We're only getting... yeah. She pulls it out of her boot like it's fucking meth.
Bianca, huh? You're not going to eat that in front of me. You're not going to get this today.
But
that's ridiculous.
Now.
No.
Have
no. Oh. You're not eating this in front of me. Lunch is over.
Please don't. Please.
Bye.
Misha?
We're going to hold out for another $5,000 from TLC.
You ain't going back to your dealer. You stay out of Kmart.
Bunnies is closed, baby.
I don't want to push her away from me, but at the same time, I don't want to eat lunches, so I do intervene.
That's so
I was getting serious.
That was amazing.
Yeah, I thought you'd like that.
That was amazing.
Now, I've smoked a lot of cigarettes across my life, and that makes me want to puke.
See, I don't know. I understand it.
Why?
I don't know. I've been drunk a couple of times.
Yeah, I've seen you drunk a couple of times.
And, like, I don't know. I just get it. It's like, all right, I'm going to eat this cigarette now. The pottery I don't get. That just makes me fucking, like... That honestly hurts my teeth to think about.
Oh, it made me feel like shit, eh? I'm going to do... That one was only a short one, so I'm going to do another one.
You're going to do another one?
Are you familiar with Get Your Hands Off My Penis guy? The Australian legend?
No. Oh, wait. Is that... here for a succulent Chinese meal.
Yeah. Okay, well, we'll leave that one if you've already
I'm down with what the kids are... viewing.
All right, well, this is an episode of Hoarders, and this gentleman, he sounds like he could be an older friend of a friend we have. I think you know who I'm talking about. Film star.
I don't want you to go through digging through any of that stuff. I think it's just...
These are garter belts. This is S&M stuff.
My sisters found some stuff that they shouldn't have had to been exposed to, and it was my fault that I didn't take it out, tell them. I messed up.
Why wouldn't you have at least told me this weekend? You need to know there is a big, 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 big secret.
Yes. And that when you're digging through stuff, you're going to come across high heel shoes, wigs,
garter belts,
butt plugs. You said.
We filled a whole bag full
of stuff.
And it's not just one hidden in a corner.
Oh, No.
Why did you
I knew that there were always pictures of naked girls taped to the mirror and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I get that. That's fine. I didn't know.
Who are these people to him? Like, are
like his sisters?
I'm totally told.
Uh-huh.
The shoes.
And you don't even know if he's wearing or someone else is wearing them.
I don't know, he's fucking wearing them.
My brother doesn't socialize a lot. So to your point, who knows? But seriously, would you have a lady over in those conditions?
Or a man.
Who knows? Would you have somebody over in those conditions?
So you think it's more of his private scenarios than with a partner?
I think so.
And he's not picking up. Yeah. Come back to my house and you can...
Yeah, he's totally picking up and like, come back to my place and buy one of my 50 butt plugs.
We can have a, you know, lay down and cuddle in the pile of garbage. There's a sofa under there.
I've got a butt plug that fits all sizes from like Pert to Andy Dick.
I want him to come clean.
I want him to be honest with us, and I want him to tell us what the hell.
What's going on? I think your brother likes wearing high heels and butt plugs and garter belts.
I think mummy spanked him too hard as a child.
It's also it's worth mentioning that the brother is like 70, and if I can have that sort of sexual drive at 70. To just be living in a house that's piled with shit. I assume there's a dead cat in there somewhere.
Yeah, easily.
And just shoving butt plugs in.
Just try a new one every day of the week.
Yeah. He had an epic collection of porn.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Like, you got to think, like, the whole time, he's not really just a hoarder. He was just trying to hide his fucking stash.
Yeah. I think most of his stash was...
Was just porn.
Porn.
That's not hoarding. That's just being a fucking single male until 70. That's just never getting laid.
Or just getting laid on a Magic... No, Magic Johnson's probably a bad example.
the fun stops at a certain point. Oh shit. Oh, I gotta wear a condom, motherfucker. Which one of you bitches had AIDS?
Shaquan, get in here.
Get your friends. Fuck. Bitch, when you said she was on the rag, I didn't think we'd have these kind of problems. Now I'm gonna tell all these motherfuckers I play with. Shit. No one gonna stick my dick in the shower.
Oh, fuck.
Well, it's off to a roaring
start. Off to a great start now.
Should we mention that you play in a band?
Yeah, I do play in a band. That's right.
Balloons Kill Babies, an amazing band.
And the D-Wiz Experience.
And the D-Wiz Journey. They're doing a mashup with
D-Wiz. We're bringing him back.
He's going to do vocals.
Honestly, for like anyone listening, fucking YouTube search D-Wiz live at the zoo.
In Brisbane.
It's the greatest like couple of minutes of your life. You'll thank me later.
Yeah, you will thank him. And then in a day when you're singing, "Are you ready for D-Wiz?" You will want to kill him. I saw you guys were reviewed on a site the other day. I don't know if you're even aware of this. It's this dude that gets high. It's like
Yeah.
He played one of your songs.
Getting baked for Balloons Kill Babies. Oh, that was the funniest thing ever because I heard that it was going to happen. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. He's going to sit there and smoke up and it'll be playing in the background. He'll like talk about it while he's high.
Nah,
and I'll be like, that's really interesting.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, like, this is going to be cool. We'll get some stoners, like, perspective on shit. And then it's just 5 minutes of him ripping cones.
And then at the end, his shit, he's just hammered. And he's like, oh yeah, man, that was cool.
Yeah, it's like, so thanks to these guys for sending me out some chill flight.
Yeah.
It's like, and he's like, it's going to be a long one, so I don't know. But at one point, he's going from like a bong to like fucking, what do they call it, dabbing and shit. And then he's got like a pipe and then he goes back to his bong. And like, so he's just rotating three different types of fucking weed constantly.
In Australia, where it's highly illegal.
No, it's in America, isn't it?
I think he's
American.
I don't know. He's always doing Aussie bands.
I think that's because he's been hooked up with a few of them lately.
Behind the scenes behind with Balloons Kill Babies.
Balloons Kill Babies.
Behind Little Babies, we'll call that.
let's not call it that. We already cop enough shit.
Yeah, we'll edit that out. In no way does Balloons Kill Babies support killing babies. This message is somebody's camp, bro.
That was solid.
Yeah, thanks, man. I'm going to be a politician.
I could see it.
In the sex party.
Pauline Hanson can be a politician. Fucking anyone can. Jackie Lambert fucking got far enough.
Yeah, she did. And if we were in Queensland now, there would be a round of applause going on somewhere.
There is, right there. Just saw her like, Pauline, yeah, fucking go for it.
I love how my dad thinks Donald Trump's an idiot, but Pauline Hanson is a saviour.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Like, you can't differentiate between the two?
Well, look, at least Donald Trump is somewhat successful at promoting himself and business.
He's got two fish and chip shops. He's got a chain. And it's the best fish and chips you'll ever have. It's
so
good.
Big wall between them, though.
Yeah.
Fucking shut down.
No Mexicans.
No. Not very little foot traffic.
And just a bunch of guys carrying, like, tiki torches around the whole place.
But, yeah, he thinks that Donald Trump is a fucking moron and useless and doesn't see any parallel between him and Pauline.
How, like, can you not? Like, it's exactly the same thing, except how one far got am a tits go out a few years ago.
How far am I going to go with this conversation, though? How long am I going to invest in just making the old boy angry and ranting about immigrants and getting mad at me? I've tried before.
It just doesn't get anywhere?
Yeah.
Maybe you just need to give him, like,
It's like sexual abuse, you know? You have to put up with it when you're in the home. But when you leave and you go back for Christmas, it's done.
You're like, Dad. I've moved on.
I realised I
go to a parish now. Like, yeah, it's okay.
I found vaginas and I realised that having your dick up my ass wasn't what I was looking for.
I realised when you fuck a pussy, it feels like a pussy.
Oh, I think that's probably funnier without context.
Probably. This whole podcast is literally just going to be a fucking mixture of in-jokes.
Oh, shit. In-jokes, out-jokes, back-in-again jokes.
All-around jokes. Maybe you should give your old man just like a sheet of blotter acid and sit him down and make him watch, like, I don't know, what are the kids like? Like, fed up or something like that?
I think my dad on acid could be like Martin Bryant.
fucking hell.
He doesn't have guns, but he'd just run down the street. But he's old, so the second person would knock him out.
Yeah, righto.
Yeah.
Maybe just lock him in a room with, like...
I reckon my dad would be perfect high.
Yeah?
He would be all... Like, that's why my stand-up is just him with punchlines. That's exactly what it is. If he thought about what he was saying, and, like, and actually had some sort of point in there with the insults, that's just what I'm doing on stage.
Yeah, right. So you're a plagiarist then.
Yeah. I'm not plagiarizing the material. I'm plagiarizing the essence.
Yeah,
the
right.
The essence of the man.
The essence of the Harvey. Man that built the Douglas.
Yeah, well, he always said to me growing up, he wanted to write a book called Harvey. What a fucking name. Because he fucking, he hates his name. But he's fucking, like, dad set his house on fire when he was a kid.
Of course.
Because when he was three, his dad taught him, hey, this is how you light matches, but didn't say, don't do it
inside. Don't do it inside.
So he sat beside the bed, striking matches, and then the bed went up, and then he got scared and ran out.
And he tried to put it out with another match. No,
he was outside throwing potatoes at the fireman, because he was scared.
Oh, fuck, that's great.
That's dad. Yeah, he shot a kid in the arm with a slug gun, like what? An air rifle. Because they were...
When he was a kid?
Yeah.
Okay, you've had like last week.
Oh, that was an accident. It was in the leg.
Yeah, right.
Hit him in the leg.
Shouldn't have mouthed
off. He was loading it. No, he was just loading it with his mate and it went off. And they just called him Lead Leg after that. He fucking... What a weird cut, man. Like, he used to slide down the roof, use the roof as a slippery dip in his nappy.
Of course.
So
wait, the begs the question. Nappy.
So was he wearing nappies up until like the age of 7?
Yeah, that's what I was about to ask.
Or like, was he on the roof at fucking 12 months old?
His old man's just putting him up there. He's like, off you go, son.
I think he just found his own way up there.
How?
I don't know. The stories are...
That's the best part.
You've got to work to get the stories yeah. out of the Pauline Hanson stuff.
He's like, it's because of damn immigrants. That's how we got up there.
Fuck, all right. I'm going to have to apologize to a waiter again. and that has happened.
Wait,
well, it wasn't a racial incident. It was just the
I can man. Imagine you've had to apologize to a few waiters in your time.
Yes. Not for anything I've said. I'm a fine gentleman and a scholar.
Yeah.
I've read books. Two books.
Two books?
Yeah.
Have you read two books?
I've written seven books, but I've only read two.
Two of the books that you wrote?
Yeah, I'd never written a book before I started writing. It was an interesting experience. The first few pages were just smiley faces.
Then it was, by the back of the book is frowny faces.
Yeah.
Just as the mood slowly deteriorated.
It's more of a postmodern book, you know, in the new age sense, where it's a book, kind of.
It's more what you bring to the table. It's more like a feeling that you get
you get out of it what you put into it. So if you write the book, you can enjoy reading it. But if you just look at the squiggles and pictures of pirate ships, you won't learn much except a little bit about my state of mental health.
Or lack thereof at the time.
Do you want to die?
A little bit.
Hey, you know what? I actually killed the tension with a girl that I didn't want to hook up with that was putting the pressure on by saying that once.
What? So wait. So she's like cracking onto you and you're like...
So we were driving up Mount Archer in Rocky.
Oh, even better.
And I was just hanging out with my female friend and I'm like, oh shit. I realized I'm driving up Mount Archer with her. She likes me. This is really bad idea. Why did I do this?
How old were you?
Oh, 17, 18.
The only 17-year-old driving somewhere with a chick that really likes them, going like, oh no, we're going to be alone together. This is awful.
It was not a good situation for me.
She was, all right.
Yeah. I'm trying to be nice.
Okay.
There was no connection from my end. And I'm like, oh shit, she's thinking this something's going to happen. Because the only point of going up Mount Archer at night is to...
finger blast.
Girls. Yeah. And my fingers were, even my fingers were like, don't you do this. Don't you do this. We can wait.
Don't you do this.
And so I looked at my left and I go...
5 years away.
I looked to my left and I go, do you want to die? And she goes, ah! And then I just pissed myself laughing, completely diffused the tension.
And then you finger blasted her later.
No, I drove down the mountain and she's like, oh, you motherfucker, that scared the hell out of me. And I was laughing and then she was laughing. And I'm like, phew, I didn't have to do that.
You mean her?
Yes.
That was very rude.
No, I didn't have to commit that act on such a nice person who I wasn't attracted to.
Do you think she knows that you're talking about her right now? Like, if she's listening, do you think she'd be listening?
We had a falling out for some reason.
she doesn't write, she doesn't call, don't know why.
She's due out of the hospital soon. Oh, hang on, I'm going to change the battery on this.
Oh.
Now, Christian.
Yes.
Then your new book, The Chronicles of a... Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. No. All right. I'll delete that.
This is the best press we've ever had.
Oh. So, I'd just like to inform people that I just had to delete a section, which I don't normally do. But, it was so repugnant that even I was like, nah, that can't be shown to people.
The best part about that was I didn't say shit. No. It was like... Actually, you know what? I'm going to delete that right now. Sorry.
I was just trying to make a funny segue, and it was funny. But I don't think anyone outside of this room would know where that was going.
Or they would, and it would be good. This whole podcast so far is just leading people down, like, roads that never end.
Down garden paths with a pedophile at the bottom. Jared's waiting down there with a Subway 6-inch for you.
Oh. Magic Johnson.
Magic Johnson. Yeah. So you cannot have sex. And yeah.
And that's the way that went.
So you're in a band?
I'm in a band.
And you play guitar.
I play guitar.
What's that like, using all those strings?
You gotta make like a fingering joke or something.
That's childish. That's bass. I'm only saying that because I did that the last episode. Sorry. You need to come with your new
material.
Yeah.
Yes, I play guitar in a band, but I used to roadie for your old band.
That's right. You did. We had some great times together.
So I'm told.
Remember Brisbane?
No.
Brisbane.
I remember Brisbane.
You remember being there for that show? Being told to sit outside?
Yeah, like, for context, I was like 16, 17, and I would skip school to come down to Rocky.
How dodgy does that look in hindsight?
Yeah, I know.
Well, let's take this 17-year-old, 16-year-old boy. He's going to help
on
us
the road.
Yeah. We'll teach him.
But, like, all I ever did was drink piss and move drum kits.
Yeah, I know.
And then I got into every fucking venue somehow, probably because I just look like a haggard old 50-year-old anyway.
You do.
And the one show that I was super stoked on, they wouldn't let me in. So you tried to tell them I was your cousin or something. No, Wombat did that.
Oh.
The guitarist. In EBD, he tried to have my back. He's like, "Oh, he's my cousin, so I can bring him in." I'm like, "No, you can't. He's your cousin. It doesn't matter. He's under 18." He's like, "No, he's my little brother." I just got more and more related to him, like every couple of minutes.
He's my boyfriend. He's my husband.
The best bit was that the security at the venue, I still remember this, they let me load the shit in, then they told me to come. I remember setting the kid up and everything, and I was just like, alright, cool, let's go. And they're like, okay, now you can leave.
The most safe time for you to be in there.
Yeah, true.
If you're right. And then, no, we can't trust you. You can come back when you've got work to do. Yeah.
I remember Glover being real dirty on me because I didn't load the kid out. And I was like, dude, I couldn't get into the fucking venue.
Fuck Glover.
Yeah, he's a bastard.
What a bastard.
He's a good...
New band, Abysmal Fortress, coming to you soon.
Oh, really?
Worldwide. Apparently.
www.abysmalfortress.com.
If they haven't got that already, well, you've beat them to it. I don't know. They're actually a really good fucking band.
Are they?
Yes.
I preferred his solo project. I thought
that is his solo project.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wait, how are they a good band if it's his solo project?
Wombat.
No, I'm talking about Glover now.
Oh, I'm talking about Wombat.
Oh, we'll fucking get it together.
I thought we were talking about them together. They are together in a new band, Abysmal Fortress, Black Metal, Death Metal Juggernauts, coming to you soon. This is a plug sponsored by Anal Lube.
Anal? Yeah. Really?
It can be.
Do you have sponsors?
No. One, the Faction Radio, heavy metal station.
I know the Faction Radio.
You know the Faction Radio?
The Faction Radio, the home of good broadcasting.
Yes, the home of good and music.
Well, you can find my band on there.
You can find his. He's in a band, this guy.
I'm in a band.
Balloons Kill Babies. They play music, instrumental, no singing. Why bother?
Yeah, it's no point.
No, it was good to see you guys the other night.
Thank you.
Because I haven't seen you since the Anhedonia days or whatever you were.
Anhedonia, yeah. Calagon. And then Anhedonia. I was like, what, fucking 20?
Yeah.
And that band broke up or something.
So which was
like a good,
it was a good 7 band.
Years, 8 years or something.
Hmm.
How old am I? 8. 28. I'm 28.
Because Carl was in the band, the other band too, right?
No, he was, when we were doing Anhedonia, we had a different lineup, and then we all moved down to Brisbane because I had somewhat of a psychotic meltdown.
Mm.
And we were jamming together, and we just went, fuck that other band off. We need to find new members, and that's just annoying.
And so, I wanted to sing for you, and you wouldn't have it.
Nah, I was like, fuck this cunt.
I was very hurt. I knew I could pull it off.
You didn't heckle me the other night or anything either.
I behaved myself.
You were a very good audience member. As opposed to every single time I ever saw your band live. Like all 60, 80 shows.
See the difference? See how I behave? Like a gentleman.
Like a gentleman.
And what did you do? Get your shirt out. You sexually objectified me.
I did sexually objectify you. But you know what? You should have been so cute.
It felt good. Yeah, I'm the guy.
You should have dressed provocatively.
Yeah, I know. I'm the girl that wanted to get Weinstein. That's me. I'm the one that was like, "Fuck! I hope he whips it out." Just like pot plant,
diving before the pot plant. Take
pick me. I need a TV deal. Put me in a movie. That's fucked, that whole situation.
It's pretty interesting. Like I get it. Right? Like, I think he's a fucking asshole, and the whole thing of him having the power to be like, you either get a job or you fucking suck my dick.
Yeah.
You know, like, being in that position is fucked up, obviously. Yeah. But, like, I get wanting to pop a load off in a plant.
Yeah. So, like, you look at a Venus flytrap, it even swallows it. Mm.
I didn't even think of that.
I know. You've been jerking off into aloe vera all these years. Yeah. And you could have watched it.
We could snap a branch off first. And then
give it a nice yeah, well, you can combine the two.
Yeah.
Aloe vera the dick up. Looks green. You know, it's like the Martian too.
It's good for the skin.
Yeah. Bring him home.
This is going well.
Yeah. So you're in a band. Yeah, called the Loots Kill Babies. They play music. No singer.
No singer.
No singer. No. I enjoyed it. It was a very good show. You guys for a three-piece have a huge sound.
Thank you.
Very, very good live band to watch as far as being entertaining and technically.
Thank you.
Carl on bass is fucking sick. Guitarist and singer, obviously. Don't have a singer, which I'm very upset about, being that I wanted to sing, but we won't mention that on the show again another few minutes.
It's okay. You can audition. With every fucking guy that rocks up to our show goes, mate, have you heard Metallica?
Mm.
Yeah, mate, I've heard Metallica. Mate, do you know James Hetfield? Yeah, mate, I know James Hetfield. Mate, I reckon I can fucking sing for you, eh? Because I can sing Fuel. Have you heard Fuel by Metallica? Every fucking show, man.
Mm.
And you were that guy.
I was. Fuel! What a burn! Fuel is pumping engines! Burning hard, loose, and balloons. Killing babies.
Keep going.
Turn in my direction. Quench my thirst for balloons and babies. Give me balloons, give me babies, give me everything but remies. Woo!
Okay. As I was listening to that, all I could think of is like a South Park-esque like ad. You know when they do like the fucking drink, more vodka, bitches, money, fuck you, buy it. All I could think of is just like flashing cards.
That's what I was thinking.
That's our promo video from now on. I'm going to use that.
Short hair and bad riffs.
Short hair and bad riffs like Blitz Kill Babies.
Oh yeah, Blitz Kill Babies, they're a band. Twiggy plays for them. Guitar, no singing. I think we've covered that.
And we have a new record out.
What's it called?
It's called Prodromal.
Is it?
It is.
What's that mean?
It's to describe two things. The official definition is like the initial onsets of symptoms before the development of a rash or fever. So it's sort of like the early stages of... It's something that can only be diagnosed in hindsight. So they used a lot for pregnancy and schizophrenia. So like... a prodromal stage in pregnancy would be like a higher heart rate or, you know, morning sickness. And in schizophrenia, it would be like withdrawn and paranoia and things like mm-hmm. that. So it's this onset of something that you can only know it was there later on once you're fucked or you have a kid.
Yeah, and you're doing both.
I'm fucked and I have a kid. Or having a kid.
Balloons having babies. They're a band.
It's true.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you about when we started the band, how we fucking had death threats from religious groups?
No.
They thought it was a anti-condom, like awareness group.
Isn't that good? Because they don't like condoms? Well,
they were all stoked on it at first. Like, yeah, kids for life. And I was like, okay. That's an interesting comment on our latest single. And then the next thing we would get would be like, we'd put a song up and then we'd go, God's holy fucking bullets are going to take you out, motherfucker. And that was the initial start of our band.
Hmm. I'm sorry about that. I shouldn't have been in the church for so long.
It's good. There's a marketing team.
Yeah.
It's
perfect. Yeah. And that's your audience too.
Yeah, exactly.
The guys that like progressive music, bands, like Balloons Kill Babies, Twiggy Place.
Instrumental band.
Instrumental band. No singer. It's got guitar though. Very good.
Good guitar. Got bass, drums, all the good things.
Yeah. The three essential things. Well, some say, but then you look at J-Wiz or whatever the fuck his name is.
D-Wiz.
D-Wiz. How dare I?
Ready.
Are you ready?
D-Wiz.
Oh, that was a letdown.
That was guttural.
Have you heard Guttalax by any chance?
No.
Every song title is about shit.
Awesome.
And there's no lyrics and they don't even pretend and the vocals are like, it's just this awesome ridiculous slam metal and the vocals just like but not even like that.
Oh really?
Like it's amazing. And the riffs are so fucking good. They could have got a vocalist that wasn't fucking retarded and being really almost mainstream in some ways. But they got this guy and he does like, it sounds like a frog taking, like farting. I can't even do it. But you'll be driving along, just going, it's like Cookie Monster mixed
like in. Actual Cookie Monster rather than like the way fucking people describe
no the actual Cookie Monster mixed with the Golgotham, the shit demon from
Dogma.
Yeah. And one of their songs is about the Golgotham.
What the fuck? So every song's about shit?
Every song.
Why?
No lyrics, much like Balloons Kill Babies. They're
Balloons
a band.
Balloons Kill Babies, they're a band. I'm in it.
I don't know. Why not?
Yeah, fair.
The fucking new album is a kid eating an ice cream cone, licking it, and it's all shit. Flies in it. It's brilliant. It's totally up your alley.
Or out of your alley. There's a poo joke there somewhere.
That's terrible.
About the poo band. I'm a comedian too, you know.
Oh, yeah?
No.
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 I think everyone's aware.
Yeah,
you've look at how you've turned this show around.
Have I?
We were having fun. We were talking about people collecting porn, something else.
Right. I love just the idea that it's like he's a hoarder and we didn't know we were going to find this. You're like, he's not a hoarder. He was just really good at hiding his stash. And he had a really fucking big stash, so we needed to hide it under a lot of shit.
Well, it was on top of shit. I think you've misinformed.
Well,
if you don't let anyone into the house, you've effectively hidden it.
Well, see, there's no context. The way I was looking at it, was they were like, you, because she goes, you didn't tell me that I was going to find some fucking shit here. She like freaks out about it. So they must have literally like opened up the wardrobe or something at least and gone like, oh wow, here's 50 dildos.
No, I think it's more that they never went to the house because they knew what was going on there. Like, we'll come and pick you up. We're not coming inside.
Yeah,
and they wouldn't know
right.
what to do about it. Like, what do you do about that?
Apparently.
Like, we knew a certain person whose house was borderline that level hoarding.
I've known a few people whose house is like that.
How are you going to talk to them about that issue? You can't.
You don't. You just fuck off. You're just like, nah, sorry.
You just leave pumpkin seeds on the kitchen bench for the mice to eat. Or jerk off into a bowl and then come and show your friends.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, these are real life stories, folks.
Yeah.
From an associate of ours.
I think that's the context that needs to be thrown in here with all these little in-jokes, is that it's not necessarily in-jokes. these are just real stories that we've left a name out.
Yeah, we've left the name out.
That's all it is.
Eventually the name will come out. I know I won't be able to hold it forever. But these are all the things we like, oh, where the fuck did that come from? And we laugh and it sounds like a ridiculous ad hoc comment. That's it's legitimately actual story, true.
Yeah.
Like, say, hypothetically, say a friend of ours was to be in an internet relationship with someone in South Africa who happens to do web porn, and she lives in a house with four other people who do web porn, and there's a guy that's the boss of the house, who we'll call a pimp, say. And this friend of ours is planning to go to South Africa to the house of internet slash, I'm assuming, in-person hookers, and rescue this girl from the pimp in a country where guns are very easy to find, and he's going to come back and they're going to live happily ever after.
Wouldn't you love to see him fight some African drug warlord?
Well, he would die very quickly. And I like him because he brings light to my life. His exploits are...
to cry.
Oh, what's another story we could tell about this gentleman without revealing his identity?
Didn't he... I remember he had a mate that one time... He used to fucking jerk off at his house all the time. And this one time the dude... He's jerking off in our friend's toilet and ran out into the middle of the room.
And did it on the floor.
On the vinegar stroke. He's like, here we go.
And then he's going,
and they never saw him again. But it gave him an idea for gainful employment.
Yeah. Well, this same gentleman, let's just call him.
Ted.
Is that because he's so hairy? Well, Ted, I rang Ted in the morning and he goes, hey, I'm busy. And I said, are you jerking off, Ted? And he goes, and I said, oh, you dirty bastard, I'll call you back. I called him back an hour later. His mum says he's in the shower. I called him an hour later, he's still in the shower. Another hour later, he just got out of the shower. Now, Ted was jerking it for a solid 4 hours.
Do you reckon he came a bunch of times?
I don't know if he was edging or... But remember, he
have
used to...
tried that?
Yeah.
Edging?
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's good fun.
But then when you get to the last one, it's the worst one of the lot.
No. There's... Wait, what do you mean the last one? Edging's not coming.
Yeah, but you come at some point.
Yeah, you come at some point.
Yeah, but the last, like when you actually come, it's not as good as when you nearly did all those times.
No, I disagree.
You're
doing it wrong.
I'm doing it at work in the staff room.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you joke off at work?
No. I do have a joke about it though.
Oh, do you?
It's funny, yeah.
Oh. Are you going to tell it?
I can, if you want to hear it.
No,
I
don't. Oh, well, have you ever jerked off at work?
No.
Really? Never? Like, never, any job you've ever had?
No, when I worked at Ergon, I went down to the tradies bit, when they were all the, like, one of the few last bastions of freedom where the toilets have porn all through them.
Right.
And I, like, got it out and, like, started, and then I'm like, I can't do this.
This is before Douglas.
This is a couple of years after being at church 5 times a week.
You went to church 5 times a week?
Yeah.
I knew you were a bit of a Jesus boy, but...
Yeah, you met me sort of as I was starting to go. I still believed all that, though.
Do you think maybe I had an influence on that?
Yeah, well, you changed my views on homosexuality through sensual touch.
Do you remember driving to Scone?
Oh, the game.
We didn't play the game.
No, but we invented a game.
We invented a great game.
Should we mention this? Because yeah, people totally. Might... People, we should, shouldn't we copyright it? I'll copyright this idea before we release it.
The podcast? Yeah, yeah, right on.
So what you do is when you're on tour, you get a hard-on, and you get it real hard, because it's going to have to be as hard as possible. If you want to take Viagra...
You can try edging.
Try edging as training. And if you take Viagra, that's okay, but only if both participants take Viagra, the same dose. As per body weight, this is an official game. And what you do is you get hard, and then when you're real hard, you take turns flicking each other.
Wait, no, you don't have to... You shouldn't both have to take Viagra, because, like, if one person needs to take Viagra, the other one, like, can be just like, motherfucker, I'm hard as a...
All right, well, if it's prescribed to you...
Okay, okay. Yeah,
which you basically just have... It's like medical marijuana. You just have to say, I need Viagra.
I need Viagra. Mm. I've got a big weekend coming up.
And then you just take turns flicking each other in the dick.
Until it goes down.
Yeah.
And the person whose dick goes down first loses.
Yeah, of course.
And they have to suck the other one off.
Yeah.
So anyway,
Balloons Kill Babies.
So we were on
they're a band.
The road.
No singing. Great bass player, great drummer, good guitarist. He's all right.
He goes okay.
Yeah. Apparently he plays in a band.
Balloons Kill Babies.
Balloons Kill Babies. All right. Well, we're about out of time. I was going to play a game called Cunty Questions.
Oh, do it. Let's do it.
I've left him out of the room.
Do it anyway.
I'm going to have to go and get him. I can't remember him.
Do it.
I'll be back.
Okay.
I'll run. Ready?
One.
You just entertain go. For a minute. Thanks.
Oh, I'm entertaining?
Yeah, go. Talk.
I can't do it. So, another time. Oh, I can't think of any good Hayden stories. Where's a good one? Nah, I'm done. I've completely let down the podcast. He's gonna hear me sit there going like, yep.
I can't wait to edit this.
Alright, cunty questions.
Cunty questions.
Cunty questions.
So, now this is funny because I wrote this before I knew we were going to talk about all those Ted stories.
Yeah, right.
And this is in reference to old Ted. So, I have an exciting new business opportunity for you. Which is something we would hear from Ted.
Every 6 months.
Yeah, when he had a new...
Exciting new business opportunity.
Which one tickles your fancy? Selling you sex toys. Something Ted may or may not have done.
Oh, we have to talk about that. We have to talk about that.
Well, when he bought a used fleshlight.
Yeah, he bought a used fleshlight.
And when I called him out on it, and he said, that didn't happen. And I'm like, what? I've been telling people that for 10 years. And then 5 minutes later in the conversation, he referenced it. And I said, you told me that didn't happen. And he said, oh, that wasn't a fleshlight. That was another device. It didn't count as a fleshlight because it didn't have the fleshlight branding.
The important thing was he bought it used.
Used. By his friend, which I don't know if that makes it worse or better.
Probably. It depends how close friends you are.
Not that close.
I'd buy one from you.
Would you?
Yeah. Because I know your dick couldn't get all the way in. So. That's
a small dick joke. Very hurtful, but funny nonetheless. So that's your first option for my exciting new business opportunity. Number two, a webcam performer, which I've learned from Ted, you can earn $3 a minute.
You can earn up to $3 a minute.
Or you could join, the last option is this business opportunity to join the Australia's best live band, Confidence Man.
Oh, fuck that.
My boyfriend likes to talk.
Jesus Christ. My boyfriend can't handle that band.
ISIS, if you're listening.
That's why ISIS hates us. Seriously. Yeah. I'd have to go with the used sex toys.
Selling them?
Yeah, especially if I could do it like a pawn shop. Like, you know those pawn shop shows like Porn Stars and Porn? And like they come in and haggle. And like,
this one's still got cum on it. I ain't paying over $10.
So this was used by Ted back in the day. This is Magic Johnson's first fleshlight. Yeah.
It's got to stay in a glass case.
This is Harvey Weinstein's first fleshlight. It's see-through. It's eco-friendly. This is
Harvey Weinstein's pot plant.
You get someone to evaluate it. They're like, oh, yeah, you know, this can go on the open market for a good $35, $40, or at least one part in Le Chocolat or whatever.
This is the pot plant that he made Uma Thurman watch him shit in just before the making of Kill Bill. She wasn't pleased, but she did a stellar job in the movie. All right, so another one. On a scale of 1 to 10, is this the worst podcast you've been on today?
This is the only podcast I've been on today.
So what's your answer?
On a scale of 1 to 10.
Yeah.
Wait, what? I'd have to give it about 4 out of 5 soiled nappies.
That's not out of 10. Do you know how to double numbers?
8 out of 10 soiled nappies.
Okay, that's... You are fucked, eh?
This is going
really And I only well. Wrote 2.
What? Those are the only 2? Give me one off the top of your head. Kind of
question. Well, I can give you one that I've run past some other experts in the field.
Righto.
All right, so you can... go down on Melania Trump. Oh, you can fuck Melania Trump anytime you want, but you got to suck Donald off first. You can fuck Beyonce anytime you want, but you got to suck off Jay-Z first. Or you can fuck Susan Boyle anytime you want.
But you got to fuck Susan Boyle. I'd suck off Trump.
Would you?
Yeah, I'd do it for the free world, you know. I'd do my pee.
Well, you know that's going to be an easier task than trying to fit Jay-Z's in there.
Yeah, exactly. You just be like, you just tickle the knob a little bit and put some chicken wings on it.
He'd be looking at you like, I don't think you're ready for this jelly. All right, man. Well, you guys are going to go to the airport and I've got to drive you.
Oh, shit. We do have to do that.
So, thank you for coming and talking about your band, Blueskill Babies.
Blueskill Babies, instrumental band.
Instrumental band. No singer. Great Prodromal guitarist.
Out now. Prodromal. I'll fucking plug myself.
Plug it. Thank you. Yeah.
Prodromal out now. We got a new single, it's not that new now, but Feb 25, look it up on YouTube. It was made by the amazing Luke McLean and Jonathan Creed from Shots for Bands. It's part of the Devil May Care trilogy coming out next February. So it's part Fantastic. Of a whole music video trilogy thing.
That's my excited burp.
I feel so
Illusia, another great song, which we're going to play now.
Fuck yeah.
There's a chick dancing in it.
There is a chick dancing.
No singing. No guitars, Blueskill Babies. Coming at you right now. Thank you, Twiggy.
Ooh, yeah.
Let's get fucked up and go to the airport.
Fuck yeah. Let's
love
fly
you.
For 9
love
hours.
You. I love you so much.
I love you.
More than I should, considering I'm engaged to a woman.
This went well.
This went very well.
hypermanic noise.